True Story, Part 2. Spring 1876. American generals prepare for war.
We've found gold on Indian territory.
General Custer leads his soldiers to Sitting Bull's camp.
I'll defeat that proud Indian.
A Cheyenne tribe is sheltering in Sitting Bull's camp.
The Long Knives destroyed our village.
Anyone who is against the white man is welcome here with us.
The two tribes celebrate their union with a religious ceremony. During the ceremony, Sitting Bull has a vision.
We shall have a great victory.
But members of other tribes spy on the camp. These Native Americans are working for the U.S. Army.
There are lots of them. It will be a terrible battle.
They tell General Custer.
You will need reinforcements.
Don't worry. Everything is under control.
On the 25th of June, 1876, General Custer and 215 of his men attack Sitting Bull's camp near the Little Bighorn River.
Charge!
Sioux and Cheyenne warriors are ready for the battle. General Custer and his men are forced to retreat.
Retreat! Retreat! We're surrounded!
The battle lasts half a day.
General Custer and his men are all dead.
The army is ordered to avenge Custer's death.
From now on, we will show the Indians no mercy.
On the 20th of July, 1881, Sitting Bull is finally forced to surrender to the Americans.
He will be taken to join his people on a reservation.
The end.